Head coach Casey Thousand, Northern Michigan women's basketball team, now joins us on the postgame show. And Coach Thousand, your team held on to win, had a 19-point first half lead, still found a way to win. But congratulations to you stopping this losing streak at home to Michigan Tech. How good does this feel coming away with that victory?
Oh, it's a great team effort today. I think that's what it was. I mean, everybody was out there contributing in whatever way they could, whether it was points, rebounds, defense. It was a little bit of everyone, and that's when you get a dub like that, it's really fun to see everybody do a little bit of something.
I'm super proud of Abby Fraza, 13 points off the bench in limited action, her first game back this season. Your thoughts of her performance, her first game back?
Yeah, I mean, Abby, she's playing like a senior. We know it, and she's worked her butt off to get back to where she's at. We're just excited that now we get to utilize her a little bit more, and just hopefully she can really blow up here and have a really great senior year.
Tierney, newcomer, Pitsletsky, all with big threes. Romero hit a three. Big offensive production in that first half, but talk about the resiliency and your team still finding a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally paying attention to all those little details. We knew they're a good team. We knew that they were going to fight back. It's a rivalry game. We knew we weren't going to walk away with it. But I'm just, you know, we kept grinding it out and getting stops when we need to get stops and defending the way we needed to defend, and just did a really good job all around. So I'm very pleased with that.
You talked about rebounds in the pregame show, and Michigan Tech did do a good job rebounding. In fact, the offensive glass, they had you 18-9 offensive glass. I know you guys will work on that, but at the same time, you still found that way to win and that desire to win. I guess take us through that last 3 minutes of the basketball game for you as a coach. You see them clawing back.
Well, in the last 3 minutes, too, I mean, we were getting some great looks. They just were not falling. And so, again, it was just grinding out, getting some stops on the defensive end, hitting some free throws, which I think we could still hit a couple more just to make it a little bit better down the stretch. But then Nims hits the one at the end just to make it us up four. And that just, you know, it's a world of difference. But, again, our energy was really good in the first half, and now we got to find a way to consistently put two halves together for four quarters, just have that same momentum, that same energy, and just keep grinding it out.
You talked about energy, back-to-back shot clock violations on Michigan Tech and a five-second call on the first half. How proud of your basketball team for getting those turnovers, extra possessions.
Extra possessions and then defensive stops. I mean, that's what we want. You got to stop so you can go down and score again and score again and score again. And that, I think, is our energy. Our bench was talking the whole time, too. I mean, credit to them. I said communication is one of our things that is going to be really crucial today, especially with their ball screens and with how they are doing on their offensive stuff. And our bench was right there yelling and screaming the whole time, too, in the first half, and that's what makes it fun.
Coach Thousand, congratulations. 10-3 on the season, now 4-1 in GLIAC play, and a nice big win over Michigan Tech.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.